Blog Talk Radio.
AG on them keys and them drums, aye.
So let the choir sing.
The king of what?
Is King. There's no other name above the name of Jesus. That was King KG on the mic, amen, and he has blessed us with our theme song, amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Do you know who I am, amen? Well, let me tell you, this is Pastor D. Well, hello. It is Sunday, January 22nd. I am your host. It is great to be alive in the flesh just one more time. It is also great to be back here on HubNet. Amen. It is great to be before you just one more time. The Lord is good. Oh, how I have missed this broadcast. But more importantly, oh, how I have missed you. It has been a long time, amen. But we are back, we are live, we are in full effect, and the devil can't do nothing about it. I'm going to come raw, I'm going to come real, and if you don't like that, amen, then God bless you anyway. But this is my show, and I'm going to tell you exactly how it is, amen. But before I keep going, I want to reintroduce someone who has been a cornerstone of this HubNet online network, amen. I am always good and happy to introduce this brother, because he has set the boundary and he has set the standard, amen. I'm just so excited right now, amen. He has set the standard, amen. And I'm trying to reach his standards, amen. I am joined by the good brother, Hakeem Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, man, all is well, sir. All is well. It is a good day, brother, to talk about the Lord, man. How's your day been so far?
Day going so good. I'm ready to wrap this night up and get me a good night's sleep. It's a good night to have a good discussion. So it's glad to have you back.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, brother. Thank you. It's good to be back one more time, Doc. Before we get started, amen, let us go to the throne of grace. Eternal Father, my God, my King, my everything, I thank you for this day. I thank you, dear God, for blessing me, for keeping me, for looking over my life. For when yet, Father God, I was knee-deep in the midst of sin, you looked beyond my faults and you saw the need. I thank you for sparing me. I thank you for just even on this day, Father God, as it snowed here in Detroit, Father God, and my car is not a snow-equipped car, Father God, and my car went all around across the roads, Father God, but you kept me. Thank you, Father God, for blessing my family, for blessing Brother Hakeem, for blessing Miss Michelle, for blessing everybody, Father God, within the sound of my voice. Father God, I promised you that I would come back and I would do the work that you've asked me to do. If you just bless us, Father. So I thank you, Father. I thank you for this opportunity. Use me, Father God, to the best of your ability. And I'll forever be grateful. I thank you. I honor you. Lord, I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to let you know a few things that we have done a full reboot of my show. So now expect the unexpected. Expect to hear guest stars. I have a whole list of celebrities that I'm going to bring on to share the word, to share their knowledge, and to share what God is doing in their lives and in their path. Expect the unexpected. This is not church. This is a radio show. And I am a pastor. And I always incorporate God in everything that I do. So I want you to understand that now it's time to get real. And as you all know, and it was a very important segment of my show, and I am bringing that back, and I'm starting it right now, amen, that everyone enjoyed the questions for the pastor. And even as this is my first Sunday back, this is episode one right here. You guys didn't hold any punches, amen. A couple of you, I would love to just talk to one-on-one, because I got some things that I would love to say to you. Amen. But Sophie said, "Yo, Pastor D, I'm glad that you are back on air. But what do you think of the world so far from a biblical sense?" Miss Sophie, I would have to say that we are, and I've been hearing this since I was a child, that we are in our last days. The great part about that is that's true. But nobody knows when it will be our last time. You see, only God knows that. But God don't count days as we count days. If God counted days as we counted days, we would not be here today. But I also say, Miss Sophie, that until the church gets back on track, until the church opens up its mouth fully, until the church starts to get away from asking for the financial aspect of things and the financial part of things and really start being a church, because I am one that truly knows and believes that God will take care of his people with what they need. He told Abraham, look at the hill. I own that. I own 1,000 hills full of cattle. God will supply the needs of the people. God will supply the needs of the leader. God will supply the needs of the church. But somebody has to stand up and let it be known that it's time for us to be the church. Yes, we're in an information era right now, a technological era where it's so easy now to find different things that people did not know, let's say even 20 years ago. Yes, it's been a well-known fact, amen, that his name is not Jesus, that his name is Yahshua, and that right there crippled the church, and it crippled a lot of people who claim to love the church, amen, because the people felt like the church had been lying to them. But we all know, if you do your study, and black people have a real big problem with picking up a book and reading and doing your research, but if you decided to do some research, you would learn that his name was not Jesus, but it is a pronunciation of his name. His name was Yeshua. But the getting back to what you were saying, the spiritual sense of the world right now is going exactly the way it's supposed to go. It's going to get worse and worse until the Lord decides to do something. But he's not going to do nothing until the people do something. The people have we have a responsibility in this relationship. We have a responsibility to meet the quota. We have a responsibility to go out and to reach somebody. I don't care what the situation may be. We have a responsibility to go out and to talk to somebody and to teach them about the love of Christ. It is our responsibility to do so. I asked my people this morning, would you be willing to go to hell for the sake of the gospel? What would you do if Christ said, I needed you to go into the most craziest of places for my sake? Would you go? So until we decide to get back on track, the church is silent. The church is no longer the beacon. The world's light is shining brighter than the church. And until somebody stands up, you see, I can't do it alone, but until somebody stands up and be the church, and I'm not just talking about the leaders, I'm talking about the people, because the church is you, the people. Listener X. I've missed you, Listener X, because So Listener X says, it's good to hear you back. But my question is, how are you still pastoring? I mean, I know that you got a divorce. And if your listeners didn't know, they now know. And you no longer have that little pretty wife that you had before. Laugh out loud. Listen to X. That lets me know that you are somebody that knows me personally. But you're right. I am divorced now. You're right. I'm still pastoring. And you're right. I no longer have that little pretty wife. But guess what I do have? I have the blood of Jesus on me. Do you know what the blood of Jesus can do? The blood of Jesus can wipe away anything that this world tries to put on you. And listen to X, with you not knowing what went on in my life or in my marriage, let me just be frank with you. The Lord separated us. The Lord did it himself. It wasn't me. It wasn't her. It was what the Lord did. And the Lord did it because the Lord knew it had to be done. But guess what? The Lord is not through with us. The Lord is not through with me. And I still pastor because I am a pastor saved by grace. I am a pastor that was set up to preach the word. And guess what? And I still have not stopped preaching the word. I still have not stopped teaching the word. I still have not stopped declaring the goodness of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Why? Because I know just how good he is. And even though I went through a wilderness experience, even though I went through a situation that I could not control, even though I felt like I was dying when the situation went on, guess what? Yet I am still alive, and I am still alive and well. And if you have an issue with that, then that is your issue, amen? But because God has said you are not going to stop doing what I've called you to do just because that didn't work. But I want you also to understand this, is that God understands more than what we think, amen? We think that God is just is confined by our limitations, amen? But God is not. God is not, and guess what? God still has blessed me. God has still anointed me, and God has still put me in positions where I can still serve his people. He still put me in positions where my church says that you are still one of the greatest pastors to ever walk in our door. I am still God's servant. I am still a humble servant. I'm still his leading servant. I'm still a pastor of pastors. Even when the devil thought that he had me, even when the devil thought he had won, and even when the devil tries to throw out there the business thinking that you're going to screw some stuff up, the devil is a lie. But I enjoy the fact. I enjoy the fact that you write, you take your time to write a message to me. Because all you're doing is giving me fuel to keep on going. Because my God is real. My God supplies all my needs. And yes, I went through that wilderness. But when I went through that wilderness, I saw the mountaintop. And I'm climbing. I'm climbing. And I'm climbing. And it doesn't stop. And to be honest with you, listener X, it doesn't even hurt anymore. Because my God, yet again, saw me through everything. He made it so that I can be able to help the next man that goes through it. But I pray, my prayer is that no man goes through that. But at the end of it, God will still get the victory. And yes, I am a single, well-educated pastor. And will be that until the Lord says different. So if you thought you were saying something, you thought you were uncovering something, I'll say it before you even said it. Yes, I am. But I thank God for the time. Amen. Last but not least, this person did not leave their name. They just simply said, "Hello, Pastor D. My question to you is, why do you not follow the Mosaic Law?" I'm sure that I had covered this before in a number of programs. A number of shows. So let me say it right now. The Mosaic Law was a law of sacrifice. It was a law of sacrifice. It was a law where God put into place for ancient Israel to pay atonement for their sins. God enjoy the sweet-smelling aroma from the people, from their sins. And anyone who followed this law was deemed righteous in God's sight. The Old Testament falls under law and wrath, which means that if you did not follow God's law, you suffered his wrath. Many times you read in the Old Testament, you read a lot of bloodshed, even amongst the Israelites, simply because they did not follow God's law. God punished them. God sent them into captivity. First, God took them out of captivity, gave them a place, showed them signs and wonders, gave them a place to be able to dwell that they did not even build, amen, and been their God. He was a pillar, a cloud by day, and a smoky fire by night, and he was everything that they needed, and yet they still could not grasp the fact of being a people that had a God that was there for them. The name Israel simply means to wrestle with God, and that's what they did. They wrestled with holiness from the time of their inception up until right now. They wrestled with this, and in the Old Testament you see that. Even in the New Testament you see that. But the law Jesus, Yeshua, the Muslims call him Esau. I like Jesus. My Jesus came into this world not to condemn the law, but to fulfill the law. You may ask yourself, what do you mean by that? How could Jesus come into this world to fulfill the law? Well, quite simple. After Adam and Eve ate that fruit and sin became a living, breathing thing, God knew that sin could only be defeated by him. And as God is not, God is not a man, it's a spirit. So he imbued his essence into a woman through the Holy Spirit and became a living being. And everything that this law did, the greatest of them was the sin offering, the atonement sacrifice. The ultimate lamb, without spot or blemish, was used. A perfect lamb was used. Jesus, as many scholars and many people who read the Bible call him, the Lamb of God. The law speaks about the coming of the Messiah. Jesus said, I come to fulfill the law. Jesus was that fulfillment of the law. And from an earthly point, as Jesus sat there and took the beating, he took a beating that we could not even deal with. And do you know that cross, as he took that cross up Golgotha, and Simon had to help him, Simon and Cyrene had to help him, but that cross alone was over 300 pounds. While being beat, spat on, whipped, flogged, hurled insults, crown of thorns on his head, all of these things that happened to him to fulfill the law. So when Jesus got on that cross, And he died there. And as he died, how the world regurgitated all the sin that was upon it and all the things that happened while Jesus died and the eclipses and the earthquakes and all that. The world reacted to the death of God. At that moment, the law, the veil had been broken. And now I can go to God for myself. The blood fell fresh down upon me. And thus, the fulfillment of that law came through the sacrifices of Jesus Christ. I deem myself a Christian. Now, you may not. I deem myself as one who follows Christ. And I emulate my life off of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Let me be frank with you. I'd rather live this life believing and find out that there is no Christ when I die, then live this life not believing, die and find out that there is one. If I live this life believing and I die and find out that there is no Christ, what does it do for me? My life is over. But if you die and you lived your life not believing, and you, your eyes open up and you see Christ there before you, what would you say? So the reason why I don't believe in the Mosaic Law is because I follow the law, the new law, which is love one another. And if you love one another as you love Christ, you're following all the laws. You're following all the commandments. Because I'm not going to put no other God before my Jesus and my Father who created him. I'm not going to covet another man's wife. I'm not going to kill somebody because I love them. I'm not going to steal from somebody because I love them. I'm not going to bear false witness against somebody because I love them. All of the things that God has asked me to do, I'm going to do that because I love his people, because I love them. So I hope that answers your question, anonymous listener. And you can always email the page at Jubilee Fair at our Facebook page and ask your questions. And any questions that I get, I put them on. I don't sugarcoat the questions, or I don't think about, oh, no, I'm not going to say that one. No, I'm going to put them all on because I have an answer for you. Amen. I have to say that God has truly been good. As we have rebooted this show, I want to give you an opportunity to hear a message of hope. And when I thought about a message, what could I say to a people, amen, who need to know that God still loves them? And I thought about it. I want you to understand something. That we have the opportunity to rededicate our lives, to refocus, to realign, it is important that you do so. If you don't rededicate yourself, if you don't allow, sometimes you have to fall down and amen to renew. You got to refresh. And through all of that, that's how you grow. I want to stop for just a second. Brother Hakim, I got your message. You say that Sister Michelle is online?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can you please bring her in? Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad that you're on the air tonight, giving God the glory, the message. I didn't quite hear the question that the caller asked. Can you repeat the question?
Which one in particular?
The last one that you was talking about.
He asked me, why don't I follow the Mosaic Law?
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so, and I think you answered that eloquently. I just want to say that we appreciate you here at the network, and, you know, you just all you could do is bring the message, of course, answer the congregation's questions, and, you know, it's like the pastor said in church today, you as a follower or a believer have to make a decision. Right, you have to make the decision. Like anything else in life, you're gonna have to make the decision. And a lot of it, you know, you're either gonna be of the world or you're not. So you can't be both. You can't serve God and serve other things and serve and be in the flesh, you know. And you know, he the last part of what you said about love, it's in all in love, and that is the key right there. You either love or you don't, and you have to love people just like God loves us. So I think the message is strong, and it is definitely direct and to the point. And as a network owner, we appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. It's a true blessing to receive, and I do receive that. Amen. And it's a true blessing to be here. And I want to give you an opportunity, as we are HubNet 24/7, I wanted to give you an opportunity to let the people know about your show that you have going, and when you will be back as well.
Shoebox Talk is one of the shows that's on HubNet online radio, and it, like you said, it is a 24/7. You can always go, click the link, or dial in and listen to all the shows. We've been in business and online for over 5 years. So anything that all topics, anything that, you know, from in the past when before the Jubilee Affair, we had people calling in asking similar questions to the pastor, ask the pastor. You also can reach out to us on our social media platforms if you have any questions, if you need prayer. But in regards to Shoebox Talk, we plan to be back in this spring. We're trying to do some different things and looking at some different things, being able to, you know, reach some different audiences as well. So we're just trying to reboot that as well. But past shows are always available to listen to, over 5 years worth of shows. So, yeah, Shoebox Talk is the flagship show that we started the network with some years ago. And it's an opportunity, it's a platform for everyone to be able to come and speak. And, you know, we just have the conversation. So Hakim is my producer, and as well as my partner in this. And I want to acknowledge him as well. I don't think that we would have been this far along or this successful without him. Like, you know, he's a big part of the show. He's behind the scenes, and I absolutely rely on him to keep things going. So I want to make sure we pay homage to him as well.
Amen. That's right. He is the bloodline. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, sir. And Sister Michelle, you are more than welcome to stay along with us, amen, as I get into this message. I have a message, and I would be remiss if I did not give a message of hope to the people, because I believe in these days and in these trying days that we have to remember that Christ is on our side, amen. And so I would love for you to stick around if you're not too busy, amen, please stay on with us, amen, because I'm sure someone's going to call in just to talk to us afterwards, amen.
Oh, absolutely. I'm here with you.
Amen. Amen. I just have a scripture that I want to share with you, and it comes out of Jeremiah, and it's a well-known scripture, a message of hope to all around, and it reads, it comes from Jeremiah 29, beginning with the verse 11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans for a good future, and not a plans for a good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you hope." I want to use that as just a stepping stone for right now to build this bridge that needs to be built on hope. Do you understand in this life that this life is not going to always be what you want it to be? This life is not going to always open up the doors that you wanted to open. And I found that even in this life, you will meet a whole lot of barriers. You will meet a whole lot of walls, and you will meet a whole lot of things that try to stop your progress. But you have to understand one thing and know that Jesus is your anchor of hope, amen. When God said this to Jeremiah, Jeremiah was one that could not understand why the people did not want to serve God and to do right by God. And thus Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah is the one that cried out to God because he hated the fact of Israel's disobedience. He hated the fact that nobody listened to God. He hated the fact that we had this all-knowing, God who just would supply us with everything that we have if we just did right by him. And it hurt Jeremiah so much because he loved his people so much that he began to cry out. And every time he cried out, God had to reassure him and to let him know that he has not forgotten nor forsaken. But even in the midst of that, even in today's society, we can still cry out to God the same exact way, because we know that this world is trying its best to eliminate God. This world is trying its best to erase the power of God. But I'm here to let somebody know that even though no matter what you go through this life, no matter what is told to you in this life, no matter how it seems in this life, Jesus is still the reason for all seasons. Jesus is still the one that came into this world to remove the stain of sin, to give us a hope, to allow us to see beyond what we see, and to know that sin cannot last forever. Oh, somebody needs to understand that, yes, you've been going through some stuff. Yes, you've been dealing with some stuff. Yes, you've tried to overcome some things. And the more that you try to overcome it, it seems like the more things have been placed upon you. That's because the enemy does not want you to succeed. The enemy does not want you to go above. The enemy does not want you to step outside of that grain of sin. Don't you know that when you are in sin, I told somebody this the other day, that when you are in sin, when you know that you are knee-deep in sin, the enemy don't care about you. Why? Because he don't see you as a threat. But when you begin to step outside of that sin, when you begin to go against the grain of sin, you become a threat to the enemy. You become a threat to his minions. You become a threat to those people who are controlled by him, and they put you in a situation. You'll find yourself being hurt over things that you had no control over. Why? It's because of the light that's upon you. When you have Jesus, you have light. When you have Jesus, you have hope. When you have Jesus, you are victorious. When you have Jesus on your life, nothing in this world can come up against you. The Bible says that, yes, when you have God on your side, that the people may throw rocks at you, they may throw sticks at you, and though it may hurt your body, but they cannot hurt your spirit. I want you to understand right now that when you have Jesus on your life, you have that hope that you are looking for, because Jesus himself had to deal with the same things that we're dealing with. And because I know that I serve a God that overcame this world, that means that I can do it as well. I don't care what it is that you want to do in this life. I often think back to when I was a licentiate, that's a licensed minister, before I was ordained. I remember a church member who I had a lot of love and respect for walked up to me after I preached a sermon and said to me, "Boy, you don't have what it takes to be a pastor in this church. You might as well stop right now." And I looked at that person that I loved and I've known my whole entire life, and I said to them, "While I speak to that devil that's on your back, I don't speak to you, but I have to tell that devil that it's a lie. You can be anything in this world that you want to be so long as Christ is with you." I told my people today, when Christ is with you, you are in good company, amen. When Christ is with you, you can soar above everybody. When Christ is with you, he said, the Bible says that I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies will sit there and watch you get well fed, well full off of the food of God, while they sit there wondering how they're going to feed their families. You are sitting there right there. You are sitting there right there fed and well nourished because you believe and you serve an almighty God. I want somebody to understand that this world does not want you to be anything more than what you are. But glory be to God that if you just allow Jesus into your life, that you can be everything that you want to be. And because I know Jesus, I'm going to let somebody know that Jesus will take you higher. You think you may want to be something small. Jesus said, "No, I got something great for you. I got something even better than what you can think, because I am an almighty God." I want you to understand, because if I give you the bigger things, you're going to give me more glory than I've ever had before. So I'm going to push you to be better than what you've done. So I'm telling somebody right now that it's time that you get up off that couch. It's time that you get up off that chair. It's time that you start to do what God has called you to do. This is your message of hope. If you want to be better, you have to do better. If you want to see better, you have to do better. If you want to see the things come into your life how you want them to be, it's time to start right now. I don't care who you are, where you are, or where you've been. I want you to know that Christ that crucified Messiah, he loves you. He only wants you to prosper. You may say, "That was God talking." It was. But Jesus came here to reveal the love of God. And if Jesus was standing here, and though I feel his presence, if he was here in the physical, he would tell you too, "I leave you this message of hope." Jesus says, "You don't have to worry about anything that's going on. I'm here to let you know that if you trust and believe, I'll make it right." Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in your believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in that hope." You see, I want you to understand is that whatever happened to you up until the moment that this radio show started, I cancel out the mission of the enemy right now. But I replace that with the love of hope. I replace that with joy. I replace it with peace. And I want you to understand something, that no weapon formed shall prosper. It's going to hurt, but it's not going to prosper. It's not going to kill you. I've been told many times in my life that I would not amount to nothing. And right now, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be anything. I need you to understand that it's time. It's time that we stop feeling sorry for ourselves. It's time that we stop allowing those who we love to hold us down. It's time that we stop allowing the enemy to use those that we love to try to break us. It's time that you, I want you to understand something. Even with that, if it don't fit, don't try to make it fit. But it's time that we turn to God. It's time that we put down the childish things. Everybody talks about wanting to be a millionaire and a billionaire. Don't you know that you are already rich if you got Christ in your life? A little money don't hurt, but you have everything that you need if you just allow Christ to be the head of your life. And if you don't believe that Christ is real, then I urge you tonight, and I challenge you tonight, that before you lay down and go to sleep, to ask if what that young boy said is true. Jesus, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. I challenge you to do that. And watch what will happen in your life. Watch how your mourning will turn to hope. Your worry is going to turn to worship. You just watch what will change in your life. Christ is knocking at your door. He has so many great things in store for you. Get up. Dust yourself off and get back in the race. The only thing that's stopping you from winning is you. The only thing that's stopping you from reaching your plateau is you. The only thing that's stopping you from being great in this earth is you. But I declare and decree today that it stops. I declare and decree that the works of the enemy will happen no more. We cannot continue down this path the way we're going, the same way that we started. In this path, you have to learn how to give God some glory. Because God already sealed it up and said that I have plans for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans for a good future. Plans for a time of bliss. But it starts with you. If you don't accept it or want it, it's going to go over your head. I got plans for you. I got plans for this network. I got plans for this radio show. I have plans for all other shows on this network. It's not by chance that y'all came together the way you did. I put it in order. Plans to prosper for a good future. Plans for hope. Plans that we can sit back and say, look what God has done for us. Time. It's time. Rejoice. Romans 12 says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. But be constant in prayer. If you've been going through some stuff, if you felt like you were the odd man out, or even if you've just experienced some hurt in your life, Jesus is waiting for you. And boy, does Jesus have a plan for you. You're never too old. You're never too young. Jesus says that he'll do it all for you. If you just submit to him. This is for the preachers, the teachers. This is for the lay. This is for those who are all the way in the back. He has a message of hope for you. It's time to rededicate, refresh, refocus, and it's time for us to grow. May God bless you. May God keep you. That is my prayer for your life. Know that I am praying for you every day. Know that I am praying for your families. I am praying prosperity on your life. But if you want to prosper, you have to do your part. I tell my people all the time that God is an action God. He desires for us to do our part, and he will do his part. Our part comes through praise, and after he does his part, we return it again in worship. Do your part. Watch what will happen. Stand up. It's okay to want to sit down, but stand up. Your knees may hurt. Stand up and get in his face and tell God that I am not going to move until you bless me. If I have to stand here the rest of my life, bold for God, because he has hope. He has given us hope. Freely gave it to us. It's a gift from the Almighty. I'm done now, but I hope that touched you. Somebody. Anybody. I hope that you got something out of that. Because God loves you. And so do I. Amen. Amen and amen. Brother, do you have anybody on that may want to give a word?
We have a few people on. Everyone, if you want to get live on air, just press the number 1 in the keypad, and it'll let me know that you're willing and open to talk to the pastor. This is your time. Take advantage. We have about 6 minutes left in the show. It's your chance to have a conversation, ask a question, maybe ask for a prayer. This is your time.
Amen. And for those of you who are listening via the web, let me also share with you our number where you can call into the network. It is 319-527-6218. Again, that number is 319-527-6218. And you can press the number 1 and you will be added into the queue. And again, this is your time to speak with me, Brother Akim. We're here. Amen. The floor is yours.
Someone wants to come on live, bringing them in now.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Reverend Dante.
Good evening. Good evening.
This is one of your sheep. This is Sister Patty at Views Memorial. Wanted to thank you for a dynamic message twice in one day. And I really want to also take this time to thank Sister Michelle and Brother Akim for being there with you. I just wanted to let people know that you don't just talk the talk. Actually, I'm one of your sheep, and I can honestly say you've been walking the walk with us these last 2 years. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Patty. Thank you so much. It is a blessing and it is a honor to be bestowed as pastor over Fuse Memorial and to be there and to witness the movement of God. It is just a true blessing, and I do not take it lightly. And thank you for your words of comfort and continuing to pray for me in this ministry.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Brother Akim, is there anyone else?
Still some people on, but no one else has pressed the number 1 key. Please do so if you want to go live and talk to the pastor. We have about less than 4 minutes left.
This is your time. I set this aside so that you can have a time to speak. Amen.
Pastor, I do have someone who is listening in via the internet, and they ask a question related to your earlier question about Mosaic Law. They want to know, is there a difference between Mosaic Law and Levitical Law?
It is the one and the same. The Mosaic Law and the Levitical Law technically is the law set aside for the priest. The priests were the ones who were the Levites, and it was made for those who, they served God in the temples. Amen. They did these different things, and they were the ones who made sure that everything went according to the law. Again, they were from the tribe of Levi, and they still have a religious duty, even still to this day, to the nations. The Mosaic Law, again, if they are intertwined into the children of Israel, then it all kind of, the big main law would be the Mosaic Law. But is there a big difference? There's the difference because they have certain religious rights, and God has appointed them in that type of He appointed them to be that, the Levites, the priest. So not everybody could be a priest or a Levite if you were not of that household.
Gotcha.
So it is one to even when things were going on with the Levites, the Levitical order, they set aside. They did not conduct themselves in that manner. So they were deemed the priests. And so they have their own order, but it falls under the big banner of the Mosaic Law. Amen. We have just about 2 minutes. Is there anyone else that would like to... Amen. If not, amen. This has been a... Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, I was going to say we have about a minute left.
Oh, amen. Amen. Well, I am going to, as we have just a minute left, I'm going to shut things down for this evening. Amen. I want our song to play us out. Amen. So may God continue to bless you all. May God continue to keep you on behalf of Miss Michelle, Brother Hakim. Amen. I am Pastor D. God bless you, and we will talk next Sunday. We are out.
AG on them keys and them drums. Aye.